Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 18th of November, and I'm recording at 10.02 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in windy, damp London. Okay. Now, this is, in terms of stock markets, this really is the U.S. story. Front and center. But first, I'm going to start here in the Asia-Pacific region, as I normally do. Now, Japan up, but only a tenth of a percentage point, but that looks good relative to what happened in most of these other markets. Although that said, Australia was a quarter of a point higher, and one of the Korean indices a third of a point higher, but everything else is pretty well down. And the Shanghai mainland, this is the China Composite Index, Shanghai A shares down 1%, and the Hong Kong indices, they had smaller declines but were down on the day. The Hang Seng down a third of a percentage point, a little less, by the Chinese H shares. But the real problem as we move forward, well, now I should also mention India in this context. India fell fairly sharply here today, down 1.48. This apparently is to do with the central bank, and there's some staff discontent over some policy changes that are taking place. Well, is that the straw that broke the camel's back? I think possibly sentiment's fairly fragile there. But the Sensex index was down almost 1.5% in here today. But a far bigger problem for the Asia-Pacific region is that, remember the so-called little tigers? Singapore, Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia. Well, all of those, they haven't gone anywhere since 2013. So two duff years, and we're actually on the lower side of those ranges following the correction that we saw in August and September. Now, on top of that, Singapore hasn't really gone anywhere since 2010. So, you know, 5 years, no performance. People are obviously disillusioned and moving money away from there. Well, India hasn't done too badly. China, people are nervous about China, although it's cheap, as you know. But I think a lot of that international money has floated back to, I know a lot of that international money has, and so do you, has floated back to developed economies. But where are you going to go? You're going to go to Australia or Canada, which have large resources-producing sectors, which have been very much underperforming. Do you go to the UK? Well, to a certain extent. Do you go to the European Union? Well, it's cheap, but there are the long-run problems, I should say, of just very, very slow growth here overall. Whereas the U.S. economy is leading the global economy. We're trying to lead it out of this trough that it's been in economic terms for really quite a long time. So there we are. And now if I move on in terms of stock markets and look at Europe, the picture there is slightly mixed, but more to the downside than the upside. They seesawed a little bit in here on the day, but German DAX index down a tenth of a percentage point, Spain and Italy down almost 1% each, French market down two-thirds of a percentage point, and the Euro Stoxx 50 down almost two-thirds of a percentage point. So underperforming here a bit, but overall, I'd say still in a recovery phase, and I think that applies just generally. I think most stock markets are overall in a recovery phase, and Wall Street's performance is certainly not without influence. As a matter of fact, it's more influential than that of any other market. Okay, now looking at Wall Street, what did we see here today? Well, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 1.42%, S&P 500 up 1.62%, and the NASDAQ Composite up 1.79%. So that's got the percentages in line with the way this market has performed at its best. In other words, tech leading S&P companies outperforming the Dow blue chip companies, but a strong performance really right across the boards. And in the last 2 days, we've seen a very good bounce from just above those, or certainly within the region of those support levels that I had talked about and written about last week for the U.S. indices. So it's good action overall, and it's in line with my theme that, well, we saw reaction and consolidation in the first half of November. Would we see a firmer tone in the second half of November and beyond? Well, yes, we're only in the early stages of the second half of November, but it's favorable, and the seasonal factors are certainly favorable. The electoral factors are favorable, even though most people are probably bored stiff with what's going on in the U.S. presidential election run-in, which drags on forever and a day. Okay, what else has happened here today with the government bonds? The yields edged a little bit higher here. Remember, they'd been locked in that 2.26 range, and today we see 2.27. So, still not much of a change here overall. I suspect, though, that the path of least resistance is upwards. The VIX index, that fell sharply. That shows some return of confidence, down to 16.85. And the dollar index got up to 99.85, but then eased here, down on the day a little bit at 99.56. But so pausing here beneath that big psychological barrier of the 100 level. But that is the overall, the pattern suggests that that's going to be tested again, and it will probably get an upward break. And the interesting question is, since everybody knows that it's just about certain that the Fed will raise interest rates in December, but then also know that the Fed is, because the Fed has said that it wants to then proceed very cautiously going forward. So is that a buy the news, sell the, or beg your pardon, buy the rumor, sell the news? And there's a good possibility of that, and I'm hoping, and the market doesn't care what I'm hoping, but I'm hoping that that is what happens, because a very strong dollar will cause problems, as I've said before. And or a prematurely strong dollar, I'll put it that way. But the dollar is in a secular bull market, so the big moves will be to the upside over the lengthy, medium to longer term. And we can see, looking at these commodities now, crude oil a little bit firmer in here today. Now, the WTI, it's actually a little disappointing. It's given up its gains. It's had a range here today, though, of 39.91 to 41.55, and it's currently unchanged at 40.67, still trading after hours. The Brent is firmer. That had underperformed yesterday, but it's at 44.22. That's up 65 cents as I speak. And it's oversold. A lot of, again, these commodities are really oversold, but they're big short positions there. The big machine run positions, they're not seeing any demand coming in, so they're staying with their short positions, and these are just easing down here for the most part. CCI index, that's the continuous commodity index, that hit a new low in here today. I mean, copper has been down every day for what it must be at least 3 weeks, broken down out of that range, down another 3.2 cents today. The industrial metal sector generally is soft. Precious metals are lower here today. Palladium down $11 to 535 and change. Silver down 4 cents to 14 dollars and 13 cents. Platinum down 450 to 850 and change. Gold at the moment, gold's up 28 cents on the day, 1,000 and nearly 71, 1,071. Agricultural commodities, well, more weak than firm. White sugars hit here today. Also, coffee's lower, soybeans are lower, lumber's going in the other direction, small gain there. But for the most part, say lower commodity prices as well. So a lot of other days. And again, to repeat what I mentioned in the very beginning, in terms of stock markets, this really is still the Wall Street show. But remember, what a big influence the U.S. market will be. So if it breaks up out of its current range, and I think that's only a matter of time, then that will be an upward pull on a lot of other stock markets. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.